Hi, everybody. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today, we have a different topic. So what we're going to talk about today is how to make sure the appliance company you're purchasing from is not going out of business. And you'd think, wow, that's a pretty random topic. But unfortunately, we have had customers in our local area, and we know of other areas that unfortunately have had to deal with this after making purchases. So we want to try to alleviate some of that and talk about some things that you should definitely be on the lookout for.
Yeah. Listen, this is disruptive, but it's honest and it needs to be talked about. Because just yesterday, and I won't name the name, you can Google for yourself, but in the last 3 weeks, we've seen two appliance companies, well over hundreds of millions of dollars, privately owned, at least one of them, that overnight locked its doors, kept customers' money, deposits, and failed to deliver on anything. And that would be, and then as well, in our local market, to the point, we've had that happen as well. And we say all that, why it's timely, is because for anyone watching, the appliance industry is changing dramatically. Because COVID fast-forwarded a lot of the things that we already knew were coming and were ahead of and knew would come, just faster. And what do I mean by that? Where things were super inefficient in COVID, if you did not own your own services, meaning 99% of appliance stores do not own their own service company. They do not own their own installation companies. They do not own their own delivery companies. They do not own their own warehousing. They rely on either buying groups here in the New England, in the New England area or Northeast, to do all the running of their business for them, right down to paying their bills, or they're relying on the manufacturers for all that infrastructural support. And that led to some awful service and customer service experiences, but really what it lends itself to is, in this time where the economy's sticky and we're seeing some depreciating price points in certain categories, particularly the mass space, and you're seeing manufacturers and internet retailers and everybody under the sun that aren't truly invested in the business, but just launching a pretty website, having no storefront, or even if they have a storefront, not controlling it, they were never aware of their costs. It all worked until it didn't. And this is not to create panic, but you should look at a company. Do they own their own infrastructure? Are they owned? Are they leased? How long have they been in business? Is your deposit secure? You know, all those details, it is hugely important. Because the shame of this, and we have a lot of manufacturers that listen to this and they're gonna hate this comment, but they own this comment. They own the fact that these companies that went out of business, they were aware they were going out of business. They were aware they were struggling. The signs had been on the writing for a year. Now, that puts dealers like us in a very precarious situation. We either have to talk poorly about a competitor, and people should shop. You should shop. You want to make sure you're an educated consumer, getting your best price from the best store that's going to support you and do the things that are important to you. But at the end of the day, it puts our salespeople in a very tough spot to not want, there's nothing great in a sales pitch about bashing competition. In fact, anyone that's in sales knows you should never do that, bash your competition. But there's still a human element to all this, knowing that a company is on the rocks, knowing that they're not paying their bills because this industry is small, knowing that they're hurting, and they continue to take deposits and rob from Peter to pay Paul, and it's just a matter of time. And in the most recent ones going out, these large, substantial ones, one was a massive internet player, brands like Appliance Connection, Goedeker's, One Stop. The other one that announced yesterday is a big brick and mortar out of California, which we won't, you know, it's their news to share. It's out, but it'll get out more. And then our local retailers we saw. Every time the manufacturers were made aware, I can tell you, we made them aware. Other dealers that own large family-owned or long-term, even if it's not large, well-run businesses, because there's a lot of them, were ringing the bell and realized that it was unscrupulous for a dealer to do what they did. But I think it's equally as important to point out that the manufacturers allow it to happen knowingly. So now there's millions and millions of dollars gone missing. And Now everyone feels bad.
Yeah.
No one took the risk. Very few. There were some brands that saw this and did the right thing. But most of the rest took sales for the sake of sales. So, you know, we were talking about it this week, and we've talked about it, and Stephen at Yale has talked about it. And it needs to be talked about. So I would just say to you, we think this is just the tip of the iceberg for the industry. And saying that, we feel this is not about Yale on this one, but very bullish about ours, because we own everything. We don't lease anything. Like, that has just been a core belief in why we've grown, because we control and we own. We're not leveraged.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important for you to do your homework, because I think, I'll make a bold statement, I think 30% of the appliance companies that are out there are out of business in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
3 years, tops. Because they don't do anything. They're relying on the manufacturer. And the minute that dance stops, like it did in COVID, and now the economy stops with it, they're not in control of their top line anymore, because the consumers are out of the market, and they never had control of their costs. Their costs were fixed. So while they have less dollars in, they can't make basics like pay payroll, buy the inventory they need, the warehousing, trucking. Yeah. And if they can, in tough times, they're gonna find the next cheapest provider of those things to try to cut costs. Well, I use this delivery third-party company, which is okay. Who's the cheaper one? And that now drops your appliance off on a slow roll, you know, more damage. So we're not trying to strike fear. We're just trying to be honest with what we see. And I think it's the responsible thing to do.
Yes, like you said, kind of doing your homework. So to that end too, like, what are some red flags, or what are some things that a customer can ask or should be on the lookout for? And I know for me, like, one thing, just, you know, red flags that as we've experienced some of this, it's like, one, it is that deposit or the payment. If there's a retailer that's asking you to be paying in full upfront for your product, quite honestly, that should be a major red flag right there.
Oh, yeah.
No one should be asking you to pay in full for your products. You take a deposit, typically a half deposit, something like that. The next question you should ask is—
And, excuse me, should be in writing that it's fully refundable.
Yes.
Unless it was a custom order. There are some things that we absolutely, if you're doing a specific color or a specific line that's being imported,
Exactly. Absolutely,
there is no return option. But that should be disclosed, and you should be aware based on the fact that that was a unique, but you should be able to have full refundability.
Definitely.
With us, it's up until 48 hours before delivery. Until that thing's on a truck loaded, it's fully refundable.
Yep. And then the next thing is, after you make that refundable deposit, how does your order work? Like, who are they ordering from? How does their ordering process work? When does the inventory come in? Where do they stock their inventory? These are things that any salesperson in a reputable company should know. This isn't something that only the top people know. Like, everybody should know how that works.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, if you go to your average appliance store and they tell you, oh, well, we have a warehouse that has $30 million worth of goods, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
We actually really do.
Yes.
We actually have $32 million as of yesterday, which is a good and bad problem. But, you know, like, we'd like less, but we really do own our own infrastructure.
Yeah.
A lot of people hide behind that guise because they're part of a buying group.
Exactly.
They don't own anything. It's not their inventory.
Yeah.
They're reliant, again, on a third party to fulfill. So the questions are, do you own your own warehousing? And I want to clean that up. If we take a deposit, Yale is not bringing in your product today and sitting on it if you need it in a year. They're just not. And no good company would. But absolutely, they should answer your process of, is it fully refundable in writing? What is your process? Well, we require 2 weeks lead time for delivery. We bring in your product two weeks before your finalized delivery, which gives plenty of time. They should take you through their steps. If they just say, we just take 100%. These people were taking 100% deposits.
Yeah.
They were. Just Google it and you'll see all the videos from TV cameras TV stations all over the country doing these things. But it is going to be rampant and it's going to be more and more and more. And you just got to be, you got to be aware, and you want to make sure you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But I don't want to mislead anyone to say, you know, everyone's sitting on your product. But do they own their own warehousing? You know, do they own their assets?
Yeah.
Because that makes it, God forbid someone went out, there's leverage. These companies are going out overnight because beyond the walls, there was nothing. They didn't own their own service. They didn't own their own delivery. They weren't really in the business. This business allowed them to be in the business. And it's really a shame. And for what it is, internet retailers, good luck. Really good luck.
Yeah.
Appliance Connection is the perfect example of a company that was a bankrupt company, bought again out of bankruptcy, bought, follow that. If you Google that, look at polished.com.
Yeah.
Go on site. This was a Ponzi from the jump, and we knew it. You know, being bought out of a buying group to boot. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot in there. Yeah. I'm not going to get deep into it. You'll do your own research. Yeah. It's pretty easy to find, but it's really shameful as
well. Read reviews. Reviews are critical. And not just what people are saying, but how that company is responding to those reviews, both positively and negative reviews as well. Mm. You want a company that's fully invested in the customer experience and making a negative experience positive, and of course, responding to all those.
And there's a lot of great companies out there that are very strong and will continue to be,
but
you just wanna make sure somebody's real. If somebody's just opening in the appliance industry today, good luck.
Yep.
Good luck, good luck. Red flag,
yep.
Red flag. This business is impossible to get into brand new off the street, and no one would do it. We always joke, if you handed us a bag full of money, it would be the last business we probably get into today. Because it took so long to invest. And if you weren't investing all the time, owning all that infrastructure, you're DOA today.
Yeah.
But companies that are just jumping in now, whew, whether it's an internet company or specifically these pop-up stores. There's been a couple in our areas just recently that are just overnight leases of spaces and backs of industrial parks and everything else. Looks okay inside. Just lean on that wall. It's about to fall over.
House of cards.
Yeah.
All right. So not to scare anyone, but again, just some things that we feel are really important to make sure when you're starting your project that you're also doing research on the companies that you're purchasing from too. So that's everything for today.
Thank you. And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.